right, here we go. Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Judy, Anita, Hasselfree TV, Jeannie Malfeasy, Lizzie 859, Hasselfree TV, Snarl Barkley, Tim L. T-Bird is on, USA Abigail is on, T-Wid TV, something like that, is on, Volvo 960 is on, Jamal Housen is on, Why Not Me is on, Big Scott One is on, Jack and Daisy are on, Braden McGroin is on, McGroin Nation is here, Veronica 18201 is on, Kev FM1 is on, Sheila K is on, Jules 21 Hours is on, Gritterdom is on, Wendell Lovett is on, Aphrodites is on, D9597 is on, Chopper Supernut, CSUF, 23 Justin Blake, Joe Heathen, Mike Griffith, Dave Souders, Naz Yeager Horror Hotel is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Leon Fishpuppy is on. Lori McCauley is on. Confederate One is on. Love you guys. Really do appreciate each and every one of you. We're going to hop into some stuff tonight. And as the title of the show said, all they have is lies and fraud. Will it be enough? If you're looking at the polls, and we're going to dive into the polls here in the second segment of the podcast in a second here. Will it be enough? Because, listen, the polls, there's by the polls, unless everyone decides not to vote, and make sure you're going to go out and vote early. Vote early. You're like, Tom, that's not my rules. I'm a day-of voter. Well, you better get some new rules because the game you're playing is not the same game that was going on 10 years ago. You vote and you vote early because there's going to be mass shenanigans on the day of. Even though right now, I will tell you, if you look at the polls, we're crushing them by, as far as statistical data is concerned, not necessarily that we have more early votes. We do in some states. But as far as percentages, we are crushing them. Our early vote percentages are way up. So go out and vote early. And voting early is easier anyway. So go out and vote early. Get your vote on the record now so they can't make it disappear day of by not allowing you to vote day of. Well, the printers are down. Well, we've got an internet, you know, we got an internet outage. I thought the machines were hooked up to the internet. Well, you know, they kind of are and they kind of aren't. Since the internet's out, we can't let you vote. You know, just everybody wait, and they got 6 hours and people turn away and don't vote. Plus, you have the other unplanned things. You have things like weather, you have snowstorms, whatever can happen. Vote early, vote now, get out there, bring people with you. Let's vote and make sure of this thing. But if you look at the polls, as I said, we're going to look at them in a minute. There's no way Trump can lose. There really isn't. I mean, if you go by the data that's, you know, absolute just historical, as far as data is concerned, what are the precursors for victory? There's no way Trump loses if it's a free and fair election. If it's not, then he can lose. That's why we need to outvote the cheat. We need to go out there and vote to the place where they cannot deny it. And part of that is to vote early. Enough on the early voting, enough on getting out and vote. Probably preaching to the choir anyway, but get out and vote. All right, now let's look at this MSG rally that happened over the weekend. Some of you might already be tired of this. I've been pretty much out of the political spectrum somewhat. I'm always looking and I'm always throwing things to the podcast and everything. But I haven't been in it because my son's an MMA fighter. He had a big fight on Saturday up in Jacksonville. That's where I was. So, I haven't been into it as much as I usually am, so if it's a little bit redundant for some of you, I do apologize, but I had to just show it anyway, just in case, as I always say, anybody missed any of this stuff. All right, Riley Gaines video, let's set this up now. Obama last week, how did things get so divisive? That's just the title of her tweet. But here is MSNBC's full commentary on Trump's MSG rally. Now, just so everybody, you know, understands, and again, preaching to the choir, however, you're having a rally. It is, what's the date today, Aaron?
The 28th.
28th. So this rally was 28th is Monday, 27th, 26th. So October 26th at MSG, I believe it was the 26th, in a campaign, the election being, 9 days away at that time, and Trump double sold, according to Secret Service agents, source Dan Bongino, according to Secret Service agents, Trump would have sold out MSG twice. That's how many people were there. In the middle of New York City, 10 days out from an election, as the Republican candidate in deep blue, NYC, where they make sure they have all the Trump trials, because the jury's blue. The grand jury's blue. The prosecutor's blue. The judge is blue. Everybody's blue. But here in deep blue, New York City, and by the way, you can't get any more in the center of New York City than Madison Square Garden. I mean, actually, the trains come right there. It's right there. So you cannot get any more center of New York City than Madison Square Garden. So here you have Trump having a rally in the middle of enemy territory and sells out the arena twice, according to Secret Service agents that were there. And you'll see in the post game the amount of people, it looks like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm not kidding. The amount of people that were outside of the rally trying to get in, it looked like Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So here's the full commentary. Here's how MSNBC saw the rally. Play for me, Brent.
But that jamboree happening right now, you see it there on your screen, in that place is particularly chilling because in 1939, more than 20,000 supporters of a different fascist leader, Adolf Hitler, packed the garden for a so-called pro-America rally, a rally where speakers voiced anti-Semitic rhetoric from a stage draped with Nazi banners. When a Jewish protester rushed the stage, the Associated Press reported, quote, instantly, a dozen or more stormtroopers set upon him, knocking him down and beating him as he held his head in his arms. Most of his clothing was torn from his body. Later, he was booked for disorderly conduct. Now, against that backdrop of history, Donald Trump, the man who has threatened to use the military against opponents he calls enemies from within, who has threatened to use the troops to quell what he says are lawless cities and to use those troops to carry out mass deportations of immigrants, is once again turning Madison Square Garden into a staging ground for extremism.
One.
Absolutely hysterical, right? So 85 years apart, Trump has a rally. And just so you know, you see this, I'm going to show you an older millennial video. He really outlines it well, about one or two slides from now. There's been four different Madison Square Gardens in three different locations. This one is not the location even that this Hitler Nazi rally was at. And you notice how the MSNBC host framed it. A different fascist leader at the time, as if Donald Trump is fascist. And what does fascism mean for everybody? Racism? Nope. Mass genocide even? Nope. What fascism means is the merging of corporatism and government. That's all that it means, just so everybody knows. What did Hitler do? Merge his government with all corporations. Where basically you had BMW is now a government agency. All the different ones you could possibly name. That's what fascism is. Now you mix in fascism with homicide and with racism and everything else. That's Adolf Hitler. What has Trump done that's even remotely fascist to begin with? Does he ever try to merge government with corporations? The only ones that do that are the leftists. As usual, Nazi, of course, National Socialist Party. Who is socialist? Donald Trump or the Democratic Party? So he has absolutely nothing in common, but the MSNBC host says a different fascist leader. You know, that you have Trump, and then 85 years ago, a different fascist leader than Donald Trump held a rally at roughly the same time, right? So Donald Trump has nothing in common with fascism, nothing in common with racism, nothing in common with Nazism, but who does? What government agency was merging government with corporatism? You had the DOJ and the State Department meeting with Mark Zuckerberg to ban and to censor conservative posts, mine included. Do I know that I was on that list? No, I'm not going to act like I'm bigger time than I am. I'm just saying, I've been banned off of Facebook. I've been banned off of Facebook for 4 years. You're like, Tom, you're still on it. I'm banned. I haven't been able to. You're like, Tom, you have 10,000 followers. Yeah, I have 10,000 followers. I had that 4 years ago. I haven't been able to friend anybody for 4 years. Nobody has any idea what we're doing on Facebook. That's why we're not currently even on Facebook anymore. We basically put out a notification. If you want to be on, you want to see the TLP, you're going to have to go to Rumble. But anyway, so who is it that's more merging corporatism and government? That would be the Democratic Party and the globalist left. You have the NIH that shares patents, that shares scientists, and shares money with Moderna. It's got nothing to do with Trump. That has to do with the people calling Trump a fascist. So you have the fascists calling people the fascists. You're like, fascists wouldn't denigrate themselves like that. Absolutely would. A Nazi would call another person a Nazi so that that would ruin the reputation of the person that they're calling a Nazi, even though they themselves are a Nazi. They would absolutely do that. That's who we're dealing with. A demon would call another person a demon so that he, again, would ruin the reputation of the person that he's calling a demon, and he himself is a demon. Absolutely do that. Father of lies. And the last thing on that video where they're talking about Trump weaponizing the military to go after his political rivals. Who has weaponized the military but the people claiming that Trump is going to weaponize the military? The only people that have weaponized the military against American people is the Harris-Biden administration that just ordained 5240.01, which is now allows the military. It came from an executive order from the Harris-Biden administration. And the military responded to the executive order, knowing that in the Harris-Biden administration knew that's what they were going to do, because the military is run by woke leftists. And they put out 5240.01, which now authorizes the military to use lethal force on American citizens. But don't worry, in the midst of that statute, it says that they're not allowed to assassinate you. They're just allowed to shoot you to death, kill you, if you're part of a violent political rally, let's say. Who has done that? Did Trump ever do that? We have the four-year experiment, 2017 through 21, through early of 21, of Donald John Trump. We've already seen it. We have the four-year petri dish of the Trump administration. You never weaponized the military. The only people that have actually weaponized the military are the ones accusing Donald Trump of doing the same. He's not done anything like it. Or Donald Trump, that they're saying Donald Trump will weaponize the military. They already have weaponized the military. Has that ever happened in your lifetime before? Has it ever been authorized before in your lifetime? I don't care whether you're 14 or you're 80. And you're watching right now. Has it ever been happening, whether you're left or right, has it ever happened in your lifetime that the military has been authorized to shoot and kill American citizens on American soil? Has that ever happened in your lifetime? You know the answer to that, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, whether it's expedient for you or not, you know the answer is no. And it certainly didn't happen from January of 17 to January of 2021. It never happened, but it's happened under the Harris-Biden administration. So I just want to show you. So they said this is a Nazi rally. It's a Nazi rally put together by another fascist leader. Aaron, if you would just side by side, you can play it and you can let the volume be played too. Here is Nazism. This is the Nazism at the Trump rally. This is a Jennifer Gilardi video. Maybe the first black woman I've ever seen singing the national anthem at a Nazi rally. So you have a black woman singing the national anthem at a so-called Nazi rally. Anybody remember the Olympics? Remember all that with all the controversy around the Olympics, Jesse Owens and all of that, and Hitler? If you're Hitler or you're a Nazi, you're not going to have a black woman singing the national anthem. This is the MSG rally, Madison Square Garden rally. Here it is. So at this Nazi rally, they have a black woman singing the national anthem. Yeah, right. Okay, bring it back to me. So here's an older millennial video. Look at the timeline here. I've never before called for a news network to be banned. And that older millennial's crossing some lines. He's like, you know what? I'm so sick of these people. I want them banned. So here's an actual timeline, because they're going to say that Trump is holding a fascist rally 85 years after the Nazis held a rally at MSG. What's the actual timeline between 1939 and 2024? Play for me, Brent.
I've never before thought it was necessary to ban a media organization, but MSNBC running with a chyron like this should disqualify them from being on network television, because this is just pure propaganda and hate. This isn't implying that Trump's a Nazi. This is straight up accusing him of being one. MSNBC said Trump's MSG rally comes 85 years after pro-Nazi rally at famed arena. And that's so wrong on so many levels. Like, first of all, this isn't even the same Madison Square Garden. There have been four Madison Square Gardens at three different locations. This is not the same Madison Square Garden, and it's not even the same location. So that's first. And secondly, you want to know who's had political rallies at Madison Square Garden between that Nazi rally and today? Franklin D. Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and now Donald Trump. And even the Democrat National Convention back in 1992 was at Madison Square Garden. Where was the Chiron about that? And they could have very easily said the Democrats decide to have their national convention at Madison Square Garden only 53 years after the pro-Nazi rally at famed arena. But no, that wasn't what they said. No, it was just all good that it was at Madison Square Garden. It was all good that all of the Democrats were crowded into there. Trump and his supporters go there. Let's talk about Nazis. Like I said, I've never called for a mainstream media outlet to be banned. Yeah, this is just unacceptable. Like, this is propaganda. This is hate. And yeah, like this is why we have violence. Like this is why we've had at least two attempts on Donald Trump's life. And MSNBC is to blame. So go yourself, MSNBC.
So there you go. So again, there's been four MSGs total, three different locations, where Trump just held his rally. Not only was it not the same MSG as 1939, it was a totally different location. So totally different location, totally different MSG. So there's no parallels at all. But let's just parallel it all anyway. So who also has held their political rallies at this location? Billy Clinton, JFK, FDR, Barack Obama in the 1992 Democratic National Convention were all held at the same location. And none of them were called a Nazi rally. Not one time. They never parallel it. I've never heard of it before. I didn't even know there was a Nazi rally there in 1939. I had no idea. I was born in 1968. I have no idea there was a Nazi rally there in 1939. And neither did most Americans until this week, because you have the propagandists, which, again, nobody needs to hear this is watching this podcast, because you're already red-pilled and you already know. And you don't look to the mainstream media for any sort of lucid information. However, they're simply the Pravda wing. They are the Goebbels media for the Democratic Party. And it's kind of funny that they are. They are Goebbels, and they're accusing somebody else of being a Nazi when all they're doing is propagating lies for a leftist, which Hitler was, party. Truly amazing. And he could have done this to any of these, just like, you know, they could have said it about JFK, FDR, Barack Obama, just like the 1939 Nazi rally. Barack Obama's doing a political rally. FDR is doing a political rally. JFK, Billy Clinton, 1992. The entire 92 DNC was held in that building. And it was never parallel to Nazism. Well, let's look at Kamala Harris's rally, because this was funny. And again, some of this is redundant for those of you, but I just have to show these things because I want to make sure people don't miss them. Alex Stein, number 99 video, 30,000 people were mad as heck once Beyonce left the Kamala rally without performing. Total bait and switch operation. Play for me.
The Kamala Harris rally in Houston, Texas was absolutely insane. You saw Beyonce and Kelly Rowland walked out. Kelly looked like Beetlejuice. And then after that, Kamala walks out, right? She gives him the hug, and everybody's so mad because they're like, what? Beyonce only spoke for 3 minutes? I thought we were going to get a free concert. Wait, what? What's going on? Wait, why is she hugging Kamala? I thought this was a concert. Oh, and then Kelly and Beyonce have a nice little moment, you know, reminiscing. And then everybody realizes it was a bait and switch, and they walk their butts out. As soon as Kamala got on that dang stage, everybody was pissed off, rightfully so. They duped us. They duped the entire city of Houston, Texas. 30,000 pissed off people right before an election less than 2 weeks away. What is Kamala Harris thinking? It was a night to forget, I'll tell you that much. Kamala Harris should be ashamed.
One.
It's just who these people are. It's just, again, bait and switch. And Aaron brought up the same thing they tried to pull at the DNC, where they were alleging. They were leaking out there, just like they leaked to Axios that Kamala was going to build a wall. They leaked it out there that, you know, who could be the surprise guest at the DNC tonight? Who could it be? And they leaked that it was Beyonce. So a bunch of people showed up to hear Beyonce, and they never showed up. And instead, they got to hear Kamala Harris cackle. And many of them got up and left. Same thing. As a matter of fact, side by side that last one for me, would you guys? Just side by side it. So you have Beyonce come out, right? So here she comes out.
Absolutely.
And everybody thinks she's going to bust out some songs. I mean, they all think that right now. At this moment, everybody thinks it. She comes out and stands there for a couple minutes. Beyonce speaks for 3 minutes. 3 minutes, comes over. Look at these ridiculous people, sad. Look, Kamala's 5'4". She's a little tiny, drunk. And there she is. That's what she is. She is. She's a tiny little drunk. True. So anyway, that's what she is. And then and then Beyonce leaves, and people are out of there. Look at them leave. They want to talk about people leaving Trump rallies. They don't leave when Trump's talking, ever. They may leave right after Trump's talking or whatever it may be, but they don't leave when Trump's talking. They're leaving when Kamala's talking. And look at them all go. Look at them. Look at that. That is no small line getting out of there, because all of them believed that Beyonce was going to be there talking. We don't have to bring in anybody. I mean, I want you to name, and I know about the whole Puerto, I have the joke section of the show, but it's got some major, major bad words in it. So I'm going to wait till we leave CTN before I show it to you. But anyway, the Puerto Rican joke, they had the guy that warmed up the crowd at the Trump rally, made the Puerto Rican joke that there's a major barge of trash off the coast of the United States of America, and it's called Puerto Rico. And here's the thing. I don't know who decided to have that guy tell that joke. But anyway, I hope and Trump came out and disavowed it. But to me, it's a joke. It's a joke. And in Puerto Rico is known for massive amount of trash going up on their shores for some reason. But anyway, I digress. But nobody leaves the Trump rallies. Nobody leaves. Here, they're out of there. And we don't have to bring in anybody. We don't bring in anybody. There's what big star ever talks at a Trump rally? I'm talking about Hollywood, musicians, anything. What? Who was at the Trump rally? This one, Hulk Hogan. Well, not. There's no. I mean, and I love Hulk Hogan. I really do. But he's not somebody that if he said, you know what, Hulk Hogan's going to be somewhere today, there'd be a lot of people that show up. If he was wrestling, a whole lot of people would show up. But I mean, if he was just going to talk, not many people. But Beyonce. I mean, I can't stand Beyonce, can't stand her as a person. I don't like her music. I don't like her husband's music. I don't like anything to do with that. I don't like the Beyonce, her husband, their music, what they represent. I don't like them as people, celebrities or musicians. But a lot of other people do, by the millions. You had Taylor Swift there. Sadly and pathetically, lots of Americans would show up for it. We don't have to do any of that at a Trump rally. Why? Because our candidate is our star. They have to bring in a star because their candidate isn't a star. And fool people into coming. Otherwise, if you notice this, this is Kamala's first big rally in a while. Have you noticed it? You have Tim Walz playing video games with AOC. that's what he's doing. Why? Why isn't Walz out campaigning? He's playing video games with AOC. He's playing Madden 24 with AOC and making absolutely an asinine comment, which we'll go into in just a minute. But why aren't they doing these rallies all the time? Because they can't have a Beyonce there every time. And they can't pay everybody to be there every time. Now that they're running out of money, even though they started with $2 billion, you're like, how did they ever get 30,000 people to come see Kamala to begin with without any stars? Well, they hardly ever did. And I don't even know who these people are. I know who Beyonce is. I honestly could not name. I can name one song. It's like the Put the Ring on It thing.
Yep,
that's
yep.
her song, right? That's the only one I know.
Yep.
But anyway, I've never listened to an entire Beyonce song. I've listened to parts of them. Maybe I've listened to one. I don't know. But anyway, but we don't bring these people in. They bring them in. But the thing is, if you're going to have 30,000 people there and you're paying everybody a couple thousand dollars to be there, which is what was going on early on, and you have a $2 billion war chest, which is a lot of money. Eventually, even that money will run out. So now that money's running out, they're going to have to bring the stars back, like Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce back, and they're going to have to bring the stars in to bring the people in because they're running out of money to pay the people to come in. And now, of course, once Beyonce's done, they start streaming and leaving. Because nobody's going to come. Has anybody wondered in the month of October, where's the footage of all her giant rallies? We could show you 30 Trump rallies in the last 30 days. There are no large Kamala rallies. There's none. Because they can't get a Beyonce there every day, and they can't keep paying people. They're running out of money. All right, let me show you the polls. Let's go to the next one, Brett. Political polls tweet. Let me just show you the stats coming out latest. Nate Silver. Now, Nate Silver is left of Stalin. He would give Stalin a run for his money for Communist of the Year. That's who Nate Silver is. He tried to walk back his initial predictions. He tried to walk them back, but now he's having to realize that his initial prognostications were completely and totally correct. And he's having to now put out the enemy. He tried to walk it back. You can look at some of the art he's tried to. And don't you just love it that a pollster tries to walk back their own polls, which shows you they're nothing more than a political hack and a political stenographer and puppet. But now he's having to acknowledge the reality of things. Chance of winning, Trump 55%, Harris 45%, electoral college votes 271 to 267. Now, this guy is left of Stalin. He thinks that this is the best that he can put out. The actual numbers are way better for Trump, which I'll show you in a minute. But a leftist has to put this out so he doesn't lose all credibility. He'll be able to say, although I didn't get it perfect, I did predict Trump would win. This is why you're seeing Jeff Bezos in the Washington Post. For the first time in my political lifetime, since I can remember following politics, the Washington Post, where democracy dies in the darkness, right? They're not picking, they're not endorsing a candidate for the first time in my political lifetime. The leftist, again, left of Goebbels, Washington Post, is not endorsing a candidate. Now the Teamsters aren't endorsing a candidate. The LA Times aren't endorsing a candidate. I've never seen it before. They're not endorsing any candidate. So in other words, they're endorsing Donald J. Trump because they know Trump's going to win. And somebody who's a leftist pollster, how can you ever be a leftist pollster? You just have to be a pollster. You may vote left or you may vote right, but you just, and that is like a judge or a police officer. You have to just be in the moment a pollster, a police officer, a judge. But Nate Silver's not. He's a leftist pollster. He polls so that leftist can win. This is the best that he can put out. All right, let's go to the next one, Brett. A Trump enters home stretch with lead. Here's the real data. This is the real data. Eight days out from the election, Donald Trump leads Kamala Harris in several key RCP averages, Real Clear Politics average of all the polls. With the current no toss-up Matt projects a 312-226 victory for Republicans in the Electoral College. Some people are predicting that Trump is going to win the popular vote and lose the Electoral College vote. That's not going to happen.
No.
But here it is. This is how, and it's, you know, you see that. And by the way, you're going to see it in just a second. See Minnesota up there, the very top state. Of course, that's where Tampon Tim is governor. Trump is only down 2 points in that state. That is, and they got Virginia going for a buy. I think Virginia is going to go for Trump. Minnesota, I will not say, will go for Trump. And Colorado's close. New Mexico is very close too. You may not see any red anywhere but Illinois. All the way from California to the East Coast of the United States of America, except for Illinois. It may be that you don't see any blue. That may happen. Again, if you don't go out and vote, then that's not going to happen. We all have to go out and vote. But anyway, this is really the true map, because this is the average of all polls, or a lot of polls, RCP averages. All right, let's go to the next one. Interactive poll tweet. Here's the Minnesota poll tweet. Here's the Minnesota poll from Interactive Polls. Minnesota poll by MPost Inbold Research, Harris 47.7, Trump 45.1. So Trump down by about 2.5 points in Tim Walz's state. He should be down. Now, Kamala Harris's state is California. He's down way more than 2 points. But in Tim Walz's state, he's down by 2.6 points. Exactly. So things are looking really good. And by the way, if Trump is within 3 points, it's really because Trump averages, understand this, that when it comes to polls, Trump polls about 5 to 9 points less than what he really is. So what is he here? Actually probably up by two. Now, of course, there's going to be mass cheating in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So, because that's just what the Democrats do. But Donald Trump being down by 2.6 points in Tim Walz's own state is a true statement about the candidacy of Tim Walz. Go to the next one for me, Brent. Michael Pruser tweet, Sunday voting in North Carolina is now closed, and the state has added 80,000 votes, mail plus in person. Party turnout with 6 days remaining in a three-way battle. This is unheard of. In the state of North Carolina, early voting has the Republicans up by about 25,000 votes in early voting. Unheard of. Never happened before. Things are going our way. Just everybody go out and vote. Go to the next one for me. And this, nobody really considered New Hampshire to be a possibility until now, where Donald Trump is up by roughly a point in New Hampshire, which he lost twice. He's now up by a point in New Hampshire. And these polls matter. They're not, nothing is definitive about polls. But they do matter. And we're only, you know, we're basically 1 week away from the election, and Trump is doing very, very well in the polls. So how could we lose? Let's look at this Real Robert video. And here it is, the state of Nevada. Now, the person speaking here, you're like, Tom, you can't stand this guy. Yeah, that's true. It's cuckboy James Langford. But when a cuckboy's right, then you still have to cover when a cuckboy's right. And in this situation here, he has the data coming out of Nevada. He's a Republican out of Oklahoma, and he needs to be primaried and lose dramatically, Liz Cheney style, for his ridiculous border insecurity bill that he teamed up with Chuck Schumer to pass. How can you be a right winger and team up with Chuck Schumer? But again, I digress, because I'll spend the next 30 minutes talking about it. But here's the true numbers coming out of the 2020 election in Nevada. Play it for me, Brent.
42,000 people in Nevada voted more than once, according to your work in this. 42,000 people. 1,500 people voted in Nevada that were dead. 19,000 people voted, though they did not live in Nevada, and they weren't a college student. 8,000 people voted from a non-existent address. 15,000 people voted, though they were registered to a commercial address or a vacant address. And 4,000 people voted in Nevada that are non-citizens. My question to you is, in my state, when someone votes twice, and we do have that occasionally, and about 50 times a year that actually occurs in our state, we prosecute individuals that vote twice. Of this 130,000 instances that you have identified from the 2020 election in Nevada, do you know of any prosecutions currently going on in Nevada for any voter fraud?
Not yet, Senator, and that's extremely important. This has to be, these laws have to be enforced. We, of course, I represent the Trump campaign and the campaign's electors. I don't represent the government. We can't bring prosecutions. But if we are going to enforce voter integrity laws, they must be enforced, and we are confident that although it often takes a long time to put together a fraud case, although it takes prosecutors months, sometimes even years, to go through subpoenas and warrants and using the FBI to go investigate these things, once a good hard look at these cases is examined, an honest look, if we do that, there should be charges brought. Because the ranking member brought up in his remarks that when you lose the principle of one person, one vote, the end result is authoritarianism.
So this is how we can lose elections, right here. So in the state of Nevada, now we're going back to 2020, and for those of you that want to move on from 2020, you've lost your mind. November 3rd of 2020 must still be litigated, and people still must be prosecuted for it. It will not take time. You just have to have a real FBI. And you have to have real sheriff's offices that will litigate these things and prosecute these things. But anyway, so Trump, quote unquote, lost Nevada in 2020 by 33,000 votes. But, and remember, Bill Barr said there was no evidence. As the Attorney General of the United States, the number one law enforcement officer in the United States of America, the most powerful one too, said, according to his investigation, that was never conducted. Tom, that's hyperbolic. There had to be an investigation. If Bill Barr said there was an investigation, there was never an investigation. The investigations that were going on, he was telling them to stop. Whoever was conducting an investigation were calling into Bill Barr saying, we're finding things here that are highly irregular. Bill Barr told them to stop because he's a globalist leftist activist calling himself a Republican that says an occasional Republican thing so that he can operate under the moniker of Republicanism. That's all he is, complete fraud of a human being and conservative. And you're like, but he does occasionally say right. Of course, you're going to have to occasionally say a right thing to get elected or appointed as a Republican. Please don't be fooled by these people. So Trump allegedly lost Nevada in 2020 by 33,000 votes, a mere 4 years ago. It's 4 years ago. It's not very long ago. But 42,000 people voted more than once. Bill Barr said that there is no evidence of voter fraud that would have overturned the results of an election, or the election. Would that not have overturned Nevada? He lost by 33,000 votes. But 42,000 people voted more than once, and how much you want to bet 42,000 out of the 42,000 that voted more than once voted for Joseph Robinette Biden? Would anybody like to wager that? 1,500 people were resurrected from the dead and voted. How much you want to bet? 15 out of 1,500 voted for Joseph Robinette Biden. 19,000 people didn't live in Nevada when they voted in Nevada. How much you want to bet? 19,000 out of 19,000 voted for Joseph Robinette Biden. 8,000 voted from a non-existent address. How do you vote from a non-existent address? Because you have a system in place that doesn't hold anybody accountable. You have a system in place where there are no requirements to vote. There's a requirement to buy cigarettes, but not vote. There's a requirement to buy alcohol, but not vote. There's a requirement to get into a Kamala Harris rally, your ID, but not to vote. 15,000 people registered to a commercial address voted. That's not even legal. 4,000 illegal aliens voted. Remember how the Democrats said that never happens? They're always, when I say Democrats, I don't mean just Democratic Party politicians. I also mean Democratic Party pundits, i.e. MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, and all the rest of mainstream media. They're always saying, well, Republicans are always bringing this up. It's already illegal for illegals to vote. 4,000 of them voted in the 2020 election 4 years ago. And since then, Joe Biden has allowed in somewhere between 10 and 20 million illegals into the country. 10 million at the low, 20 million at the high, and some people think even more. Zero prosecutions. Let me run the numbers for you. First of all, Aaron gave me this. The only two counties that Trump lost is where Reno is and where Clark County is, and that's Las Vegas. That's the only two that the entire state's red, except for Reno and Las Vegas. And he lost, right? He lost that. Okay. Could that be another, as I've said, because I include Las Vegas as one of the seven cities in the six states that overturned the election via mass voter fraud? Well, there it is. How much you want to bet most of the 92,000 fraudulent ballots that were cast in the 2020 election in the state that Donald Trump lost by 33,000, how much you want to bet most of them were manufactured inside of Reno and Las Vegas? Just like they were. Remember how they're putting up the cardboard boxes so nobody can see when they're counting the ballots? They weren't counting ballots. They were manifesting ballots. They were creating ballots. So do the numbers one last time. Donald Trump lost Nevada in 2020, November 3rd, 2020, by 33,000 votes, but there were 92,000 illegal ballots cast for Joe Biden. But Donald Trump lost by 33,000. And Bill Barr has the audacity to come out and say there was no evidence that mass voter fraud would have overturned the election. That would have overturned the entire state of Nevada. And then in Georgia, 66,000 illegal ballots, all for Joe Biden, in a state that Trump lost by 11,000. Bill Barr says there's no evidence that mass voter fraud, that there was enough voter fraud to overturn the election, according to his investigations that were never conducted. And I mean never conducted, not one time. So those are the actual numbers. That's how we can lose. Here's another way you can lose. Just side by side this one, guys. Charlie Kirk video. Ballot drop boxes were completed ballots have just been set on fire in Vancouver, Washington, Portland, Oregon. I don't think those ballots are going to count. They've been lit on fire.
Jeez.
Okay. You know what, really? You can just let this play over and over again, guys, until I stop screaming. But you know a really good reason to not have official, see what it says there? Official ballot drop boxes paid for by Mark Zuckerberg, who, remember, allowed himself, he's come out and publicly apologized for things he's still currently doing, but he's come out and publicly apologized for allowing himself to be influenced to take down conservative media posts during the election and basically over COVID and all those things. See those things that they're putting in that bag? Those are ballots. Wet, burnt ballots. You know a really good reason not to have a Zucker box, a ballot drop box? You know a really good reason not to have them? Because you can set them on fire. The reason why you want in-person voting is because when you vote in person, your ballot can't be set on fire when you vote in person. I mean, how long are they sitting in that box? Day after day, manipulated, burnt, wet. So now, who knows whether that was your box that got burned or not? Do you know if your vote counts? Remember, Joe Biden says, I'm sure the election is going to be free and fair. but I don't know if it'll be nonviolent. Remember, that's what he said. All right, let's look at this one. George video. Make sure you're following George on Twitter. Breaking. This is like, well, Tom, you know, you were talking a minute ago. It's 2020. Well, that ballot drop box being lit on fire is this week, basically today or yesterday. And now more from this week. George video breaking. Lancaster, Pennsylvania officials have busted a large-scale fraudulent voter registration scheme that includes thousands of applications with the same handwriting, fake signatures, false addresses, etc. Longer video, play for me, Brent.
Good morning, everyone. District Attorney Heather Adams. On Tuesday afternoon, I was contacted by Krista Miller, who is our Chief Clerk of Elections, regarding potentially fraudulent voter registration applications that had recently been received by her office. At that time, she informed me that the elections office received approximately 2,500 applications at or near the deadline for registering to vote. While preparing to process these applications, staff noticed that numerous applications appeared to have the same handwriting, were filled out on the same day with unknown signatures, and some were previously registered voters, and the signatures on file did not match the signatures on the application. So before I begin to summarize our preliminary findings, I must remind everyone that this is an ongoing investigation, and for that reason, I will be limited in the details that I can provide. Lancaster County detectives began investigating the voter registration applications and immediately found applications that were indeed fraudulent. Indicators of fraud included inaccuracies with the addresses listed on the applications, false personal identification information, as well as false names. A number of the applications also contained names that did not match the provided Social Security information. In some cases, applications contained correct personal identification information, such as the correct address, correct phone number, date of birth, driver's license number, and Social Security number. But the individuals listed on the applications informed detectives that they did not request the form, they did not complete the form, and verified that the signature on the form was not theirs. At this point, it is believed that the fraudulent voter registrations are connected to a large-scale canvassing operations for voter registrations that date back to June. However, the majority of the applications received are dated August 15th and after. Those canvassing for voter registrations were employed and paid to obtain voter registration applications. The majority of the applications were from residents in the city of Lancaster. However, applications were also received from residents in Columbia, Elizabethtown, Mountjoy, Akron, Ephrata, Stevens, Strasburg, as well as other locations across Lancaster County. The canvasses themselves took place at various shopping centers, parking lots of grocery stores and businesses, sidewalks, and parks. During this preliminary investigation, detectives were able to verify some of the applications were indeed legitimate. In these instances, the applicant verified that they did provide information to a canvasser. For these applications, we will immediately advise voter registration and that we confirm that they are legitimate requests, and voter registration will process that application. Thus far, of the investigations that we have completed, we have determined that 60% have been fraudulent. That is of the investigations that we've completed. We do have more to do today, and my understanding is that voter registration is still going through the box of 2,500, but should be completed sometime here today. As I said, the investigation is ongoing. We are aware of at least two other counties that receive similar applications that are currently being investigated. At this point, we have confirmed violation of our crimes code as well as our elections code. We have all available detectives working on this. We are all hands on deck so that we can properly assess the validity of these applications in a timely manner. If needed, we will request additional assistance from our local police departments.
One. So again, a large-scale fraudulent voter registration scheme that includes thousands of applications with the same handwriting. That means basically registration harvesting, which is ballot harvesting, fake signatures, false address. Now you're like, yeah, but they're not ballots. If they get their registration information, what they're doing is registering people to vote and then voting for the person. That makes sense, Aaron?
Yep.
They just get somebody's name, somebody's address, and fill out the ballot for them as if they voted. That's how you end up with the Nevada numbers. That's what I just said. 42,000 people voted more than once. That's how they do it. You honestly think that people are going there more than once? No, a Democratic Party, I guarantee you that this is a Democratic Party operation. Of course, he never says that, but we all know that it is because we don't do this. They do. So they register people. They get their name. They get the letter. Excuse my name. Tom, they get me out. They get me out there. Hey, you want to sign you up to vote? Okay. Tom Lipley, give him my address and phone number and all that stuff. And then I don't go vote, or I do vote, and then via their fake voter registration, I vote twice. And nobody's there to check because now it's illegal in the state of Pennsylvania to even check on voter fraud, on election fraud. They discover the same scheme in other Pennsylvania counties. District attorney here in Pennsylvania is notorious. They are the Ukraine of voter fraud, of election fraud. They are the Ukraine. The most corrupt state in the union is Pennsylvania. That is known anyway. It could be worse than Illinois. We just don't know it. But Pennsylvania, it's well known, the corruption. You always have to win if you're a Republican by at least 3 points in Pennsylvania because they're going to cheat at least 3 points. District Attorney Heather Williams revealed that the applications came from canvassers who were paid to obtain voter registration. What party? Anybody want to guess what party they come from? Adding that the majority of the applications were from residents in the city of Lancaster. The canvasses themselves took place at various shopping centers, parking lots, grocery stores, and businesses, sidewalks, and parks. And so, and she claims that it is a large-scale voter registration operation so that they can register people to vote who wouldn't normally vote, and those same people that register to vote will vote for the person using their information. Because you can easily obtain a ballot now because it's either going to be mailed to you, and if they get lucky, let's get like a Tom Lipley, and if I voted for Donald Trump, there'll also be a ballot of me voting for Kamala Harris. Because nobody's going to check. There is no signature verification. There is no ID required in the state of Pennsylvania. Aaron, you got that loaded up, Jocelyn Benson? Here's what will happen if you even check to see. So I'm assuming that Heather Adams is going to be arrested by State Attorney General Dana Nassel because the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, says this. Play for me.
If someone were to violate the law and not certify the election at the local level, we will come for you. So any local certifier thinking of skirting the law and not certifying the vote, don't even think about it because we'll get.
Now, she comes from the Southern. She is an attorney for the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is left of Mao Zedong. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. That's how left this woman is. Yeah, but she's an American living an American life. She will always have an American life. She will always be living the lifestyle of a federalist capitalist while she ushers in totalitarian communism on you. But she just said, and she was a little, I can't stand the condescension of these leftard women.
Yeah.
It's like, and she was like, we're going to come. And she goes, so any certifier who doesn't certify, I'll be coming after you. That's what she said as the Secretary of State of the state of Pennsylvania. She'll be coming. Dana Nassel's Michigan. Dana Nassel's Michigan, so I apologize for that. But anyway, yeah, I'm getting Gretchen Whitmer and is Jocelyn Benson Michigan? She's Michigan. Yeah, I think she's Michigan. I'm screwing this whole thing up. But anyway, yeah, it's not. Yeah, she's Jocelyn
Benson. She's Michigan.
Yeah, she's Michigan. So cancel what I just said. Benson's Michigan. I'm getting Michigan and Pennsylvania confused in my head. But anyway, I would guess, though, with the governor being Josh Shapiro, now I'll get the politicians right. If Josh Shapiro is the governor, and of course he's left of Stalin, it won't be allowed there either. And I'll bet you right now that even in the state of Pennsylvania, It's unlawful to not certify an election, with the governor being Josh Shapiro. But anyway, sorry for getting my state screwed up on that. I don't know how I got those convoluted. But anyway, I did, because I just, in my mind, suddenly Jocelyn Benson was the Secretary of State for the state of Pennsylvania. She's not. It's Michigan. But anyway, it just came to my head because I'm like, Nassel, Jocelyn Benson, Wretched Witless are all Michigan. But anyway, so that's what's happening. Hopefully, maybe they don't have those laws in the state of Pennsylvania. Because if they do have those laws in the state of Pennsylvania, where you're not even allowed to question an election. Remember what Jocelyn Benson just said about Michigan, which, by the way, Trump's ahead in Michigan in the polls. If you don't certify the election, the Secretary of State and the AG and the governor are coming to arrest you. Is it going to be any different in Pennsylvania when it's run by Josh Shapiro, who is second only to Tim Walz to being Kamala Harris's running mate? And I bet you every day he thanks God that he wasn't chosen.
For real.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Because they're going down in a heap. They are the Titanic of political campaigns. But anyway, so that's the deal. And if they do have the same laws, people like Heather Adams is breaking the law right now. She's questioning an election. She must be anti-Democrat. She's a threat to democracy because she is questioning our elections. You imagine people honestly believing that in a democracy you don't question election. Isn't that the essence of democracy, to be able to question an election? And Heather Adams in some states, hopefully not Pennsylvania, but probably Pennsylvania, she's breaking the law and she's anti-Democrat. She's anti-democracy by questioning an election, even though officials have busted a large-scale voter fraud registration scheme that includes thousands of applications and the same handwriting, fake signatures, and fake addresses. But if you dare do that, if you reveal this large-scale fraudulent voter registration scheme, you reveal that, you're a threat to democracy. That's what Democrats believe. Go to the next one for me, Will. Will I be asked to show an ID when voting? Here's the states where you are asked to show an ID. Some form of identification is requested upon voting in 36 states. So in only 36 states, notice the gray ones, nothing. The gray ones are kind of big. California, Nevada, New Mexico, Washington, New Jersey, New York, Delaware, D.C., Massachusetts, Maine, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania. No ID required at all. But yet we have, you know, lo and behold, you don't require any voter ID, so you have a large-scale fraudulent voter registration scheme that just got revealed in the state of Pennsylvania. Well, you don't have to require any voter ID, so Jane Smith can vote 47 times and nobody would ever know. There's no ID required. But here's the other one. So, yes, in the state of Texas, the ones that are bright orange, thick orange, it's yes. Yellow is yes, ID required. The big, thick orange is yes, photo ID required. And the gray ones, nothing at all. Blue is yes, but it's only requested. And I'm ashamed to see my state on the only requested side. I show my ID every time, and I don't believe it's really requested.
Not in Sarasota County.
Yeah, not here. Not in our county. It's not requested. But anyway, maybe they follow the same rules. In the state of Florida, when you have a state law, you can enhance the law, but you can't diminish the law. So maybe in our county, because I've never been requested squat. It's been demanded. Yeah. So I just wanted you to know. If you're wondering how they win, notice gray, Minnesota, no voter ID required. Illinois, no voter ID required. Nothing. Not one thing. Not a social security number. Not a driver's license. Not a photo ID. No paperwork. You can go in and cast a ballot. I'm just wondering how that even works. I guess you just go in and cast a ballot and put down any name you want. You wonder how we lose? Unless this changes big time, we may never win. And we may not win even a week from now. I'm believing we're going to win, but... And because a lot of these states, we ain't going to win anyway. But hopefully we can outvote the cheat. You know, Aaron, you got something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, isn't it funny how all those states are liberal states?
I know, it's amazing. Yeah, they're all weird? Great. Yeah. They just have mass voter fraud.
Weird.
And you go through those states, you won't find one Kamala sign anywhere. You'll find Trump signs everywhere in Pennsylvania, everywhere in New York, everywhere in Maine, everywhere in Nevada, everywhere in Washington, everywhere. Is that Washington or Oregon up there? Which one is it? I think it's Oregon.
California, Oregon, Washington.
Yeah, so that's Oregon. right? The gray one's Oregon, yeah. Right? Okay, I want to get this straight. But anyway, so it's Oregon. You're wondering how? You go around, Oregon is a red state, completely red, except for Portland. And that's really it. And Washington's the same way, except for like Olympia. That's it. This is how it works. There's no voter IDs required. All right, let's go to Tampon Tim here for a couple minutes. These are just fun. Tim Waltz tweet. This is Tim put this out. Before I was a governor, I was a high school teacher and football coach. This is all come under question now. Trust me. Trust him. You take the time to draw up a playbook like Project 2025, which doesn't even belong to the Trump administration. It belongs to Heritage Foundation. You're going to use it. Well, they didn't draw it up, and so they're not going to use it. Go to the next one for me. Another. This is Tim Ball's tweet, which mysteriously has disappeared from his Twitter page.
Oh.
It's now gone. Remember, him and AOC were playing Madden 2024. Why? I don't know.
To be relatable.
I guess to be relatable to some group of people. But here's what he actually wrote, and mysteriously, this has all been taken down now. But too late in today's society, Tim Pon. AOC can run a mean pick six. And I can call an audible on a play. What does it mean to run a pick six? You run an offense, you run a play, you run a scheme, but you do not run a pick six. A pick six occurs. You do not run. You don't go out there. Well, you know, whether you're defense or offense, you run plays and you run schemes. You don't go out there and say, hey, guys, we're going to run a pick six. And he claims to be a football coach. It's all a lie. Believe me, folks. I played football all the way through college. I coached high school football as assistant coach, offensive line coach, Lemma Bay High School right here in Inglewood, Florida for 5 years. And I coached freshman football at Venice High School. There's not one player or coach that I've ever heard in my life, or football fan, that I've ever heard in my life use the term, we're going to run a pick six. They're completely out of touch. They don't know how to buy groceries. They don't know how to pump gas. They don't know how to speak the rhetoric that actually backs up who they say they are. He says he's a football coach and he's going to run a pick six. It makes absolutely no sense because these people are nothing more than fabrications of things they believe will be politically beneficial for themselves. That's all that they are. So let's deep dive into Tim Pond's football coaching, shall we? Let's do that. Johnny Maga video. Amy Klobuchar introduces Tim Waltz as a coach who turned a team into a state champion. Play for me.
Minnesota, we trust a coach who turned a team that was 0-27 into state champions.
So Tim Pond turned a football team who had 27 straight losses into a state champion. That's what he says. Remember, he was also a command sergeant major when it turned out he was a staff sergeant. He said that he carried weapons in war, weapons of warfare in war. He's never been in war. He said he was part of Operation Enduring Freedom, which was in Afghanistan and Iraq, but he never left Italy. He said he was on the tarmac in Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan, of which he's never stepped foot in Afghanistan, let alone at Bagram, watching the bodies of dead Americans be loaded onto planes. Never happened. These are not misstatements. They are not misremembering. They are pathological, bold-faced, demonic lies. He said that he was at Tiananmen Square. He was in China. I don't know if he said he was at Tiananmen Square or in China at the time of Tiananmen Square. He was not. He was sitting in Minnesota at the time of Tiananmen Square. And he's had to acknowledge all of these things, these lies that he tells. So he says, Waltz and Ocasio-Cortez, Aaron sent me this, finished their game after playing one half. Waltz played for the Minnesota Vikings while Ocasio-Cortez played for the Buffalo Bills. The final score was 0-0.
I just figured you'd like that.
Folks, have you ever played? You guys ever played Madden?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is impossible to finish any quarter 0-0.
It's true.
Impossible. So basically, they don't. Again, they're playing the role of an American. They're not really American citizens. Not really American people. They qualify legally as American citizens, but they are certainly not one of us. Especially when you say AOC can run a mean pick six. And you are a football coach that turned a team into state champions? Here's more on that. Adam Hughes video. Tim Walz pretends he was a head coach. Play it for me.
Life. You were coaching a high school football team that was winless.
Yes.
And you came in, and so they were clearly the underdogs. And what happened?
Yeah, it's a team. And I had great coaches with me, and we were friends, and we buckled down. And look, I was a fairly big school, but nobody wanted to play because they hadn't won. And this group of coaches said, first and foremost, we gotta build the team. We got to go out and find people. So we invited them in. And I'll be honest, the first year, we did not score a touchdown until the last game of the year. We got shut out in every game. My high score until the final game was my defensive tackle because we got a safety in one game. 2 years later, those kids won a state championship. That school has won several more since then after we left. You build culture. You build winning.
Right.
People want to be a part of it. And
that's
the excitement. That's the excitement of what it can be.
That's how I feel about our campaign.
Yeah.
Our campaign is the underdog campaign.
Oh, yeah.
And with our joy, we also have to understand that we're still up against some forces.
Yes.
That are trying to divide our country.
With our joy.
With our
there's
joy.
No joy at all. But anyway, so he said, Tim Walz, just so you know, from Adam Hughes, Tim Walz pretends he was a head coach of the state championship team. Now, we have three men in this room. Has it not appear that Tim Walz is saying that he was the head coach?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely is alluding to the non-fact that he was the head coach of this football team, right?
Yep.
I had great coaches. My defensive tackle, Amy Klobuchar, introduces Tim Walz as the coach who turned a team into a state champion. Tim Walz was an unpaid assistant coach. Why was he unpaid? They weren't allowed to pay him as a coach because of his criminal record.
Wow.
Facts. Haven't done that in a while.
Awesome.
Tim Walz pretends he was a head coach, Adam Hughes, of the state championship football team. He couldn't be an official coach because of his criminal record. He was an unpaid assistant coach who doesn't even understand that you don't run a pick six. A pick six occurs unexpectedly. Nobody runs a pick six. Gosh, it's like, we're going to run a fumble. We're going to run an interception, you idiot. What a moron. I mean, what a moron. We're going to run an incomplete pass. I mean, what an idiot. I mean, this person wants to have power over us, wants to have access to nuclear weapons, and we're going to run a pick six? Here's some more on Tampon Tim. Daily Mail US came out today. Kamala Harris' VP choice, Tim Walz, there's a lot of stuff coming out about Tampon Timmy, had secret fling with daughter of top Chinese communist official during teaching stint in China. Was Tampon honeypotted? Was he honeypotted? I wonder if that's why he has such strong ties to China. And now that we found out that 60% of the money that was revealed by James O'Keefe that was funneled through, remember the Act Blue stuff? Leave this up for me. It's okay. Yeah, the Act Blue donations where you have a woman, let's say, let's just make up a name. Ann Smith makes 4,700 donations over a three-year period to the DNC of $107,000. So each one appears to be a qualifying campaign donation under campaign finance laws. She makes 4,700 donations in 3 years. So she's making over 1,000 donations per year. And they keep revealing these things. FEC does nothing. The FBI does nothing. And now it turns out that most of those donations have been traced back to China. Why is it not being investigated? Every single one of those fraudulent assertions is a felony crime. How can a woman give 4,700 times? Tom, you're being hyperbolic. Watch James O'Keefe. Go to O'Keefe Media Group, OMG, and watch the report. They go to the people who are alleged to have given 5,000 times to the... Who has given more than 5 times to a campaign? Who's given more than 10 times? Who's given more than 100 times ever in their lifetime? And these people have given 7,000 times. They spread out 7,000... They spread out $100,000 into 7,000 separate donations. I mean, it's happened millions of times, and nobody does a thing about it. I wonder why. Because the people in charge don't want anything done about it. If you break the law, you'll go to prison. If they break the law, and I'm talking about the bourgeois leftist globalist elitists, of which all Democrats are a member of, and many Republicans are a member of, the party, like George Carlin says, that you're not invited to. That's why when you commit a crime, you go to prison. And even if you didn't commit a crime, they'll make up a crime that doesn't exist that you committed, convict you of it, and you go to prison. But they commit outright crimes. How can Ann Smith in Raleigh, North Carolina, donate to the Democratic Party 5,000 times over 5 years? And she gave a total of $58,000. It's so that it appears to be all these minor donations. They're not even wise enough to come up with 5,000 different people. They use one person to get 5,000 donations from. And most of those donations are traced back to Communist China. Remember the same Communist China that manufactured through EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak and Anthony Fauci, the COVID-19 virus through gain-of-function research? Remember that? That Ralph Baric out of the UNC taught the Bat Lady how to do using gain-of-function research and how to hide the gain-of-function research inside of the cell itself? And now Tim Pond Tim appears to have possibly had an affair with a Chinese communist official, with the daughter of a top Chinese communist official, like all many other honey-potted politicians. I'm just showing you this next one out of interest. Just have to show it to you. It went viral. You've probably already seen it. But Amanda Jean video, an entire stage full of abortion doctors ignoring desperate calls for medical help is quite the visual storytelling. So you have all of these abortion doctors that are there advocating to kill kids, and then somebody actually goes down in a life-threatening seizure, and everybody stands around with their thumbs firmly inserted up their anuses. Play for me.
Ill and dying. Nationwide, I think someone needs some medical assistance over here.
Why are you not running over there? You're a freaking doctor. Somebody needs medical help? You are the medical help.
Oh my gosh.
That would be like somebody walking up to me in my police car saying, I need police help, and me telling them to call the police. You know, I have another cop in the room with me from Cincinnati. Brett, did you ever do that when someone walked up and you said, I need police help? Did you tell them to call the police? Did you?
No.
Answer. Me neither. No. They come up to you and say, officer or deputy, help me, help me. Call the police. You are the police. Somebody, that doctor from the podium, from his podium, from the, somebody needs medical assistance. You are the medical assistance. So these people are. They don't care about it. They're like, hey, good, a post-birth abortion happening right in front of us. Perfect. Going to lower the Earth's population. You are the carbon they want to get rid of. Speaking of that, go to the next one for me. Can't believe it's already 10:13. I didn't even make a prediction tonight. I'm going to be longer than 10:13.
True.
There you go. All right, news. Canada starts euthanizing, because they have a euthanization program in Canada, where you can decide to kill yourself if you want, and Justin Trudeau loves it, and it's gone exponentially. It's increased thousands of times now since it started. Started with very few people, now it's thousands per year decide to execute themselves. Canada starts, and just go straight to hell right after you do that, and spend eternity there. Canada starts euthanizing the COVID-19 vaccine injured. So now you get injured by the vaccine. Maybe you have paralysis. You no longer have an immune system. You're basically dying of AIDS. You're dying of cancer. You're dying of blood clots, whatever it may be, myocarditis, pericarditis. Remember now, they treat myocarditis as if it's some minor ailment. You have about a chance of surviving myocarditis. I think it's about 20% after 5 years that people will be alive with severe cases of myocarditis. So about 20% of people who have myocarditis are alive 5 years after they're diagnosed with myocarditis. So they treat it like it's a minor thing. Oh, you got 5 years to live, basically. Ontario doctors have murdered the first vaccine-injured man and are coming for the rest. What I predicted has come soon, truer than I thought. There's the reader. You can pull this up yourself. You can see all the information if you want to find this article yourself. So basically, like I always tell you, The death cult always gets plenty of death. They create the virus and their mitigation. So a certain amount of people die from the virus, very small amount, 0.1%, but it's still a lot of people. Thousands of people died from COVID-19. So they create the virus that kills people. Their mitigations kill far more people than the virus itself. And then when the mitigations, the vaccines, the maskings, the social distancing, all those different things, when the vaccines don't actually finish the person off, but cause them to be so infirm that they're miserable, then they're standing by waiting to finish you off via euthanization. It's amazing, isn't it? Works out every time. The abortionists, they can't get you in the womb. If you're not one of the 41.2 million that they kill in the womb every year, waiting for that, they'll wait for you after you're born. Or in Tim Walz's state where you've had 8 babies born who survived abortions that he refused to resuscitate. So it's called a post-birth abortion. So they're always waiting for their post-birth abortion. So this is what's happening in Canada, just so you know. The death cult wins every time. Let me show you this video. This is I've actually never seen any of this before. It's from October 19th of this year. Volusia County Sheriff's Office, which is on the west coast of Florida. Sheriff's Office in Florida has released a harrowing body camera footage showing police rescuing a woman from an attempted rape. Can anybody guess what sort of citizen it was that was attempting this rape? Couldn't it be an illegal migrant? Yeah. Ryan, an illegal migrant who had applied for refugee status in the United States. Play for me, Brent.
Hey.
You're trying to rape me. Can you help
get off
me?
Her now.
Help me.
Get off her now.
Give us a channel.
Thank God. Thank you.
Don't you fucking move. Don't you fucking move.
Come here, dear.
Thank you. Move.
Come here. You're good. 21 says a clear channel.
Thank you,
Lord. We're here.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We got a
male secured. He took me, baby.
Copy a Florida tag, please.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
And when you watch the video, yeah,
come here.
If you're a father, if you're a grandfather, if you're a brother, and you hear those screams coming from our victim, it makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up.
Okay, we're here now, okay? Hey, we're here. Just catch your breath. He's got him.
The victim in this case said she had known her assailant, that they had gone into the fernery to drink a couple drinks, alcoholic beverages, and that's all it was supposed to be. However, during this outing, he did a line of cocaine, and she said he did a 180, and he became extremely violent and wouldn't let her go and tried to rape her. The video, again, speaks for itself. The suspect in this case is Luis Hernandez Maneo, 27-year-old male who's in this country illegally, who the day before the incident applied for asylum. He's now sitting in our jail with 3 felony counts against him, and the Border Patrol has lodged a detainer against him. I am so proud, number one, of our victim for having the wherewithal and keep her wits as to able to get that information to our communications folks, for being able to decipher what was going on and use technology to put us, the deputies, in the general area of where she was. And then obviously you can see the deputy's response and taking this scumbag into custody.
So Volusia County Sheriff's deputies just prevented probably another national news story of a murdered and raped woman. A murdered and raped woman done at the hands of an illegal, I'm not going to call him migrant, border invader. That's who that guy is. And if Kamala Harris says she cares about women and cares about women's rights, like you saw in the video in the pregame, if you're here for the pregame. She cares. She says she cares about women's rights to choose what they want to do with their body. But I guess not that woman, because that woman wasn't allowed to choose what she was going to do with her body. That illegal that Kamala Harris let in was going to make the decision for that woman, what she was going to do with her body. So allegedly these advocates for women, these people who allegedly care about women and women's right to choose, don't care about women's rights not to get raped, I guess. Because they're letting in the rapist. 30,000 murderers and rapists have been let in by the Biden-Harris administration over the last 3.5 years, 10,000 per year, 16,000 of them were rapists. 425, these are people who are convicted murderers and rapists. 30,000 of them were let in, 10,000 per year. 425,000 convicted criminals have been let in. Those are the ones that are known. How are they known? They admitted that they were convicted rapists and murderers at the border and were still let in by Kamala Harris, advocate for women. But I guess not an advocate for women not to get raped, because Kamala Harris is responsible for that woman's attempted rape. And if it wasn't for the heroics of cops, local cops, Volusia County Sheriff's deputies, that woman would have been another national statistic, another victim of a person who doesn't belong here. Well, Americans commit crimes too. America wasn't there to commit a crime. The only reason why a crime was being committed was Kamala Harris let in the criminal. All right, don't want to end that heavy, so I'm going to end on this stuff. All right, I can't believe it's already 10:21. I really plan on going short tonight. Kind of tired from the weekend, but anyway. Didn't happen.
You're all amped.
Right. Yeah. May's video. So here, the joke heard around the world. As a matter of fact, Aaron, see if you can find that. It's a joke at the MSG about the Puerto Rican. See if you can pull it up. I'll yammer yammer here for a minute. See if you can pull it up. And when you do, throw it on the screen so I can give. I should have done that. Everyone can then judge for themselves how heinous this joke actually is. Because at the Trump rally at MSG, at the Madison Square Garden, there was a joke that was made by the comedian. This is a comedian that everybody has, a lot of people have seen. I haven't seen him. I'm not much for mainstream stuff. I mean, I watch some movies. I don't want to sound like you don't pay attention to any of it. I know who stars are and all that sort of stuff. And I know the sports stuff and some sports stuff. But anyway, this is the same guy who did like the Tom Brady roast and other roasts. He's kind of one of those professional roaster guys that does these roasts. So was it a great? I mean, you're talking about these roasts are brutal, like absolutely brutal. I mean, everything comes up, race, sex, everything. So whose idea it was to have this guy go up there? I mean, you're 7 days, 8 days, 9 days out from an election. Probably wouldn't have done it. But they did, and he made a joke, and everybody, and it gave all the leftards ammunition, even though they've done far worse. Any luck, Aaron?
Still looking.
Okay, don't worry about it. All right, so here, let's go to the next one. May's video, apparently, the joke was, just forget it, the joke was, there's a story about a giant barge of trash off the coast of America, and it's called Puerto Rico. That was the joke. All right. It received a pretty tacit response. Some people laughed at whatever. I might have laughed. I mean, it's funny. Okay. I mean, it's kind of funny. But anyway, again, it's a joke. It's not, I mean, you should be able to joke about anything. If you get offended by it, you get offended, whatever. So Democrats have been putting out the racism. It's a fascist, you know, the fascist, rally and now the racism and all things. So we wanted to do, of course, some research. Now, have Democrats or Democratic Party spokeswomen, spokesmen, you know, pundits, and basically the entire Hollywood left are spokespeople, Goebbels Media for the Democratic Party. Have they ever done anything similar? So let's look. May's video, apparently not all edgy comedians are offensive. They don't, I guess not all edgy comedians actually offend the left, because many of them are leftists. Play for me, Brent.
My body is my temple. That's why I start every morning with a brisk aerobic workout. But I can't do it alone. Workouts are easier when you have a partner. My workout partner is my maid, Marguerite. Marguerite's soft brown stomach protects my knees and ankles from unnecessary wear and tear.
Not too much longer, mi sopra, okay?
Cállate! Ah! That means shut up in Spanish. 15 minutes a day is all you need to get your heart rate up to
where... Please, mi sopra, you're crushing my... Sorry, mi sopra.
So a very large fat impersonation of Oprah Winfrey trampling on, quote from Jimmy Kimmel, the soft brown belly of his maid is more offensive than what was said at the Trump rally. Did you really find it, Aaron, or not?
Yep, I got it.
All right, here's what was said.
A lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Oh. Bring it back to me. That's it. That's the joke. That's worse than what Kimmel just did? Or is it worse than any of this? Play for me, Brent.
You can imagine in China, it's like, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, Danny DeVito, ching chong, 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 drunk the view, ching chong.
Whoopi is a whole lot prettier after you drunk a couple of bottles of this here malt liquor.
Drink on, honey.
With every sip, you get better and better, baby. Yo, snatch, smell like a kingfish.
Sometime at night, Karl Malone look up in sky and say, what the hell going on up there?
Not a lot of black folks on the show. Know why? Because black folks don't like to answer questions. Oh, they want to be millionaires, but you got to ask that kind of question. Like, in 1981, how many grams of crack did Rick James smoke when he recorded Super Freak?
In Delaware, the largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. To fully, I'm not joking.
One.
Who's the racist? They are. The people accusing you of being racist are the racist. People accusing you of being Nazis are the Nazis. There you go. Stick around for the post game. 1026 Rumble Rants tonight. Nude Monk, $47. Todd Suff, $20. Nitsua, $99, $20. Q13013, $20. Latib Bonita, $20. BP2 Tim 17, $10. Big Jim Go Blue, $10. Thank you guys so much. Really do appreciate you giving a Rumble Rants. Like I said, stick around for the post games. Quick and easy, pretty lighthearted. Great post game. Enjoy it. Love you guys. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you all. God bless you. See you then. What if it's a new thing if I tell you that you are supposed to prosper? That you are supposed to be wealthy? That's Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The word just told you that new thing. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Is that a new thing for you? That you need to receive it. Well, I believe that poverty is an attribute. No, Jesus became poor. And then they quote Jesus saying, he doesn't have a place to lay his head. He became poor for you. Not for you to emulate the poorness. That would be like you emulating sin. He became sin, so now you sin. He became poor, so now you're poor.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.